Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal on what is a huge, huge day. Can't really dress it up any other way than that. What a massive night lies ahead of us tonight at the Emirates. Arsenal versus Porto, Champions League round of 16, second leg. Arsenal trailing 1-0 after that late defeat in Portugal 3 weeks ago. Have to turn it round now to get themselves into the quarter final. Nerves already jangling. I'm sure wherever you're watching this or listening to this around the world, you are feeling exactly the same as me. Can't wait to get down there tonight. Really, really looking forward to it. The atmosphere is going to be incredible. Mikel Arteta has been speaking about it in the build-up to the game. We'll go over what he's had to say in today's show. He knows the importance of the Arsenal fans tonight. So if you are going to the Emirates tonight, be loud. Make it as hostile as possible and be that home advantage that Mikel Arteta and the players desperately want. So in today's show, we'll look at who could be starting that game. We'll look at the latest team news. I'll go through my predicted 11. We've got lots of comments from you guys in terms of what you want to see tonight. There's news about Gabriel Martinelli as well. So there's plenty to get into today. And we'll start with the latest team news, shall we? And this is what Mikel Arteta was talking about in his press conference yesterday. We, of course, saw Takahiro Tomiyasu. I'm sure you've seen all the footage and the videos of him in training yesterday, being welcomed back by the squad to first team training. Did the old, I don't know what you even call it, guard of honour when he runs through and everyone just basically smacks him on the back and kicks him on the legs as he goes through to welcome him back after being out through injury. So he is back. He was with Jurrien Timber yesterday. Look, I don't think Tomiyasu is going to be involved today. He's just come back to training, so I'd be very, very surprised if he's in the squad today. But it's really, really good news that Tommy's back, of course, especially with that big game against Manchester City looming large, which you kind of look at that match and think, if Tomiyasu's fit, that is probably a game you want Tomiyasu to play in, such as his quality and his ability as a one-on-one defender against top forwards. So, yeah, really good news for Arsenal that Tomiyasu's back. Mikel said, not many updates. We still have 24 hours and we're trying to have everybody fit and available on Tomiyasu. He said he did the first part of training. Gabby Martinelli didn't, but that's what we're hoping for, Tommy to be involved. So maybe he will be. We'll have to wait and see. It feels to me a little bit early, but who am I to say that? We'll have to see what the medical staff and Mikel Arteta decide. But really great news to see that Tomiyasu is back. Not so good news about Gabriel Martinelli. He wasn't part of training yesterday. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that Brazilian Football Federation have put out a statement confirming that Gabriel Martinelli is out of their upcoming internationals, where they're going to play England at Wembley. I'm sure he'll be disappointed about that. They're going to play Spain as well. But Martinelli has had to pull out because of this foot injury that he's got. Mikel was asked, you know, yesterday in a press conference, he didn't really say anything about it in terms of how bad it is or how long he's going to be out for. But the fact he's not going to be involved in this national break pretty much shows that he's certainly not going to be involved this evening. And so the earliest we can hope that he will be back is Manchester City, and hopefully Arsenal and Brazil have just been talking about it and they've, you know, erred on the side of caution and done the sensible thing and decided to keep him in England to recover ahead of such a crucial 10 games at Arsenal coming up in the Premier League. And it is nothing more serious than that. He's actually been replaced, ironically enough, by Galano, the Porto striker or attacker who scored the winner a few weeks ago in Porto, obviously, and he'll be playing Arsenal tonight. So no Martinelli in the squad. He is out of Brazil's international fixtures. Gabriel Magalhães obviously is in there. There's no Gabriel Jesus. He's not in the squad, even though Richarlison is, and Richarlison's injured, which I was surprised at. But hey, it means Martinelli and Jesus will be sticking around during the international break, which you would think is probably only a good thing for Arsenal. But yeah, no Martinelli tonight. We'll have to wait and see if Tomiyasu is involved or not. Right, as I said at the start of the show, Mikel's been talking in the build-up to this game about the importance of the Emirates crowd tonight, and it is going to be massive, no doubt about it. The Emirates has been rocking for a while now. There was a little bit of a lull sort of leading up to the games, up to Christmas, I think. The start of the season, it was brilliant. Then there was definitely a bit of a lull. There were smaller games, though. But since, you know, Arsenal got in this run of form, you go back to like the Liverpool game, you go back to the weekend, the atmosphere's been absolutely brilliant at the Emirates. And tonight it's got all the ingredients to be one of the great Emirates nights. I mean, thinking back, and correct me if I'm wrong, you always do. you're always good to point out if I do get something wrong. But I was trying to think of knockout games in the Champions League across all the eras, you know, going back to Highbury even, where Arsenal have gone into a knockout game trailing after the first leg and turned it round, you know, and had one of those real sort of special European nights. You think Liverpool have had loads of them at Anfield where they've had to overturn a first leg deficit back at Anfield and they've done it and had an amazing nights. Thinking back to Arsenal, the only one I can think of was the Porto game when Arsenal were losing 2-1 after the first leg and then Bentner scored his hat-trick, Nasri scored that goal, and Arsenal won that one comfortably. I can't think of any other games. There was the Milan game, obviously, when they were 4-0 down. No, 3-0 down after the first leg. No, it was 4-0 down after the first leg, wasn't it? And they came back and won 3-0 in the second leg, but didn't quite get it done. I can't think of any other, even going back to Highbury, where they've come back and overturned the deficit to go through in a knockout round. Do remind me. Do leave a comment below if you can think of one that slipped my mind. But that's the sort of night we've got ahead of us tonight. You know, if Arsenal can turn it around, it's got all the makings of being a really, truly special Emirates night under the lights, a European night. And the crowd have to be that 12th man. I know it's a cliche and all that, but it is absolutely crucial. They've got to be right on top of all the Porto players. They've got to be right on top of the referee. Whenever the Porto players go down and start time-wasting, which they're going to do straight away, the crowd have to be on it, call the referee up on it, put all the pressure on him that they possibly can to stop him falling into Porto's tricks that they're going to try and play tonight. You know, they used home advantage to their advantage in Portugal, no doubt about it. Arsenal have to do that tonight. And Mikel's been talking about it. He said, I think the impact that they can have tomorrow is incredible. I don't think that they really realise. So we need that noise and we need them playing every single ball with us. We need that emotion controlled as well to understand that the game can go through certain phases and we have to be really intelligent to push in the right moments to get what we want. It is a beautiful opportunity to live these nights. It's been 14 years, so everything that we put in is going to be worth it. And it is, you know, it's been so long since Arsenal had a night like this in Europe. And I can't wait. I'm nervous. I'm feeling really, really worried and nervous, as I always do. But I can't wait to get down there. I can't wait to be part of it. And yeah, fingers crossed it ends up being one of those really great Emirates nights that we can all look back on for a long, long time. Because I really do think, and I said it yesterday, if Arsenal get through this, if they can overturn this deficit, get through it and go into the quarterfinals, I'm convinced that this competition is there for them to win. I'm not going to say it's going to be easy by any means. They're going to need a lot of luck along the way, but I think they're good enough to win this competition. I really, really do. But they've got to get through tonight because it would be a hammer blow to lose to Porto. It would be such a missed opportunity. You know, the Porto are no mugs. Obviously, they're seasoned European campaigners. They know how to get the job done. But Arsenal should be beating them over two legs. And if they don't, it's going to be such a massive missed opportunity. And so they've got to get this job done today. They really, really do. Mikel was asked, obviously, you know, what the team going to do differently tonight after what happened in Porto, which is such an outlier from all of Arsenal's results in 2014. It's just been goals flying in left, right and centre, win after win after win. And then in the middle of it, you've got that Porto game where it just didn't happen. The performance didn't happen. Everything that they've done well in the league just didn't happen. It was a completely different team. It was a team that looked like, I don't know if they wanted to try and win or if they were a bit caught in two minds over what or over how to approach the two-legged game, or if they just got sucked into the tactics that Porto were doing. But it just wasn't the Arsenal that we've seen recently. And so Mikel said, you know, what can you do differently? And he says, we're certainly going to have to tweak a few things to generate much more than what we did against them. It's the level of the Champions League. You're facing top teams. The fact that there are two games as well plays on your mind. And we're going to have to be better tomorrow on the potential of being in the first quarterfinal since 2010. He said, that's the opportunity we have in front of our people and in our stadium for 96 minutes. Bring your energy, bring your noise, and let's do it together. And then what Arsenal need to get over the line, he says, to prepare in the best way possible, make a lot of right decisions, and then be brave and have the courage to make things happen. You can't wait in these situations. You have to go and make things happen. And that's the approach tomorrow. And I think that's the important thing there, those last lines. You can't wait in these situations. You have to go and make things happen. In the first leg, they didn't do that. They didn't go and make things happen. It was like they were just almost playing for full time, quite happy with a 0-0 draw, which would have been a decent result, but they didn't really try and win that game. You watched it. It didn't feel like a game they were really trying to win. They obviously have to win tonight. They have to go and make something happen. They can't play or perform or get sucked into a sort of game that we saw 3 weeks ago tonight. It's going to be very, very different. And Arsenal, you know, I'm sure they're going to come flying out the blocks. They're going to really try and get at Porto early, unsettle them. Don't let Porto get into that rhythm of breaking the play up, of stopping it, slowing it down, time wasting, all the usual tricks that we're going to see from them. And I think Arsenal are going to really fly out the blocks tonight. And again, I just think the fans are so, so important. As Mikel says there, bring your energy, bring your noise, and let's do it together.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Martin Odegaard's been speaking ahead of the game. He was at his press conference with Mikel Arteta yesterday at London Colney, and he was talking about what happened in Portugal. And that performance, he says, if you compare that game to the other games we've played recently, it's the one that stands out. I think the feeling after the game was that we weren't good enough ourselves, and that's a good thing. We can change ourselves, and that's what we're going to try and do tomorrow. We looked at the game we played there. We all have the feeling that we have to do different, so we have to be very clear, and we are ready. I think we can take a lot of good things from that game. This bit was when he was talking about Arsenal's game on Saturday against Brentford and how that could be a good sort of warm-up for what Arsenal are going to face against Porto. And he said, I think we can take a lot of good things from that game. It was a really good practice for this game coming up. We had to deal with a lot of different situations, a lot of time wasting, and we had to control our emotions the whole game. And I think we did that brilliantly. It was really good practice for another big game. We did really well. And we spoke about that, didn't we, after the Brentford game. And I do think it was the perfect warm-up for Porto because Brentford did try all those tricks. They did try and slow the game down and they managed it really, really well. But Arsenal kept their heads. They kept going. They didn't get sucked into it. They kept doing when they did have the ball in play. They kept doing what they try, you know, what they want to do. And eventually they got the goal. And, you know, if it does stay 0-0 tonight for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 70 minutes even, you know, you've got to stay patient. You can't lose your heads. You can't suddenly go chasing it, because if you do that, bang, you can see the goal at the other end. And then what was a big steep hill to climb turns into a mountain, and Arsenal can't afford to let that happen. So they've got to stay patient. They've got to keep their heads. Again, the fans, I think, have to keep their heads as well. Don't get impatient if a goal doesn't come early. And everyone does that and everyone, you know, just manages the game perfectly, I do think Arsenal should be getting the job done a little bit later on. Right, this is a predicted 11 that I have gone for tonight's game. Again, this isn't what I, you know, necessarily what I want. This is just what I'm predicting Mikel Arteta's going to do. I've been thinking about this for a while, since yesterday morning, and I can't escape the feeling that he's going to bring Zinchenko in for this game. Again, this is not necessarily, well, this isn't what I'd do. I'd stick with Kivior. But I've got a feeling Arteta is going to want Zinchenko playing in this game. So I'm putting him in my predicted 11. And that's the only change I'm making. Again, I wouldn't be surprised if Gabriel Jesus comes in. I wouldn't, you know, as I said, Mikel, I just feel like he'll want Zinchenko. I feel like he probably will want Gabriel Jesus as well, but I'm just not sure Jesus is fit enough, but we'll see. So this is the predicted 11 I'm gone for. David Raya coming back into goal, obviously, after missing out at the weekend. So Raya in goal, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko. That's the back four I'm going for. And then I'm sticking with Jorginho, Rice and Odegaard as that midfield three with Jorginho at the base of it. And then I'm going with the same front three that started at the weekend. So Saka, Havertz and Trossard. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if I rock up there and Jesus is playing either as a central striker or even as a left winger instead of Leandro Trossard, just because Mikel will want him on the pitch for a game like this. But I'm sticking with this one. So that's my predicted 11 for today. Raya, White, Saliba, Gabriel, Zinchenko, Jorginho, Odegaard, Rice, Saka, Havertz and Trossard. Okay, moving on to what you guys have been saying and since yesterday's show, when I had a big sort of debate on what Mikel should do out of Zinchenko and Kivior. Like I said, I felt like it was probably best to stick with Kivior, given how well he's been playing. And lots of you have been responding to that. In Kenya says, Charles, good view on Zinchenko and Kivior, but keeping it tactical, I would hope Zinchenko starts. We go up in the first half and then he gets subbed off in the second half. Because if we don't have Martinelli on that side, we are left as a threat without Zinchenko. Just my opinion. Mr. Andy 2 says, I love watching Jorginho orchestrate the players, reading the game, pointing out where the pass to ball. Martinelli's absence made the difference at the weekend. Zinchenko is a liability at left back. Kivior is playing well and he understands the system. Enjoy the game, Charles. Mr. Arsenal will score early and then trounce Porto. I hope you're right. Louis says, Kivior starts 100% for me. I don't want Zinchenko getting caught on the break early and putting us in a massive hole. I can see it like a vision. But if it's tight in the last 30, I think he's perfect to bring on and unlock a tired Porto defence. And Jeffrey says, totally agree, Ari Zinchenko. White had a tough night in possession at Porto. Tough on Kivior, but given the situation, then Zinchenko gives us more. So that's some of your comments here. Vet Para has got in touch. I thought this was an interesting one from a tactical point of view. He says, I think as far as team balance goes, I like Kivior at left back when Jorginho is sitting and Rice is playing as the left eight. When Rice is playing ahead of the defence, I like Zinchenko drifting into midfield and Havertz, ESR, Vieira playing and in the left eight. Defensively, you need Kivior at left back or Rice as the six. If Jorginho and Zinchenko play together, I fear they will A, get in each other's way, and B, we might end up lacking defensive solidity, recovery pace at the back. The only way Jorginho and Zinchenko works in the same team is if Jorginho plays ahead of Rice like he did in the Liverpool home victory. Really interesting point there, Vet Para. One I haven't really thought of, and the more I was sort of reading it last night as I was pulling these together, I thought it made a lot of sense. A good comment there. HFN3778 agrees. He says, you can't start both Zinchenko and Jorginho whilst Martinelli is out. Kivior will have to start and Jorginho in the middle to provide creativity. Interesting ones there. So yeah, lots of responses in terms of what you want to see from Mikel Arteta tonight in terms of the starting 11. Thank you very much for that. A lot of you have also got in touch in terms of what I was talking about yesterday with Thomas Partey and a potential call-up for Ghana during the international break. It didn't look like they had any fixtures, but it appears that they now do, although I'm still not sure it's been announced officially by Ghana yet, but Uganda have announced that they're going to be playing Ghana. I think Ghana have got another fixture as well, but this is the Ghana squad at the moment who don't have a coach. I don't think they've got any sort of first team coaching set up at all since Chris Hughton left. And so there's a lot of sort of confusion as to what's going on during the international break. But if there are games, then Thomas Partey, of course, could well end up being called up, even though he hasn't started for Arsenal for a long, long time. And I said I didn't think that was a very good thing. I think it'd be better if he stayed here. But quite a few of you disagreed with me. Here's some of them. Gorgon, I think that is, says, if Ghana had a game, I think Partey should play. He needs more minutes under his belt. TCD482 says, I actually think it would be fantastic if Partey was called up for Ghana. To say he's looked rusty in his brief cameos off the bench would be a huge understatement. By those appearances, at the level he is right now, I'd be afraid to play him for even 5 minutes against City. He needs game time, and in the run of form we have now, I don't think there's going to be enough to get him back up to speed. And Chris agrees, says, sorry, Charles, but hard disagree on your party comments. I think 60, 70 minutes for Garner in a friendly would be very good for him. He needs minutes in his legs, and he's not going to get match fit here, playing so little with few games to go. Interesting comments there, and I get absolutely what you're saying. My big worry of it is, though, it's just the travel. You know, I think back to earlier on this season, he'd come back for the City game, hadn't he? Came on against City late on. That was the first time I'd seen him for a while. And then he immediately went off with Garner. I think they went off to the States, didn't they? Had a couple of games. And then he flew back and he was going to play against Sevilla in the in the Champions League. And he got the injury straight away just before the Sevilla game. And I look back on that and think, was that just all down to the travel and everything like that? You know, did he really need that travel around the world? And that's my big concern with Thomas Partey at the moment, is if he went off with Garner and he did, you know, all the air travel that they have to do, which I know they're going to be in first class or business class or whatever, and it's going to be very different to sitting in a commoner with your legs, you know, right in front of you the whole time, barely being able to move. But I still think, for me, that I'd rather him stay at home. But I absolutely understand all your comments there in terms of getting him match fit. And I do, in a way, agree with him. It definitely needs some minutes. But I don't know, maybe a behind closed door friendly here might help a little bit more than flying around the world to play for Garner. But we shall see ultimately if Garner call him up or not, and if these games do take place. All right, that's it from me, everyone. Thank you very much for watching and for listening. Like I said, if you're going to the game tonight, be loud, get involved, and make it a very, very special Emirates night. Until then, have a good one. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.